Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on December 11th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show, persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. And, you know, I'm wondering, how was the birthday boy last night?
Oh, yes, yes. It was JB's birthday yesterday.
Your husband.
Yes. He worked like a dog all day. He had a fly yesterday. He was up in the Central Valley all day. He didn't. His flight got into Van Nuys at 6 o'clock. So then he had a battle traffic coming south. But when he got home, he was relaxed. I poured a cold beer for him, and we sat and we opened some gifts. And he opened gifts. And I did good this year. I did good this year. He loved everything. As a matter of fact, he wore 3 of his gifts out to dinner last night.
And he was surprised?
He was surprised, yeah. I did good. So we, and then, we, you know, as I said, it was relaxing. And then we Ubered up to Manhattan Beach, and we went to the new Love and Salt restaurant, the former Cafe Pierre. And we had a reservation. We were seated immediately. The place was packed.
Wow.
Loud.
Yeah.
Very loud. We sat down and we looked at each other and we said, it's very loud in here. But we had a terrific meal. Everything on their menu is meant to be shared. You know, so they have their small plates. And then their entrees are like, you know, a whole roasted chicken, you know, or we ordered the whole branzino, the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I put some funny pictures of that up on my Facebook page if anybody wants to see it. you know, the before and the after?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So we had a good time.
Obviously, it was good.
Yeah. Look at the pictures.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So.
Perfect.
Anyway, as you well know, there are a ton of special events happening this holiday season, and this morning we're going to do a special holiday weekend roundup so our listeners can make informed decisions as to how to spend their valuable leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff today, the holiday concert, Santa's visit, and other activities taking place at the Redondo Beach Pier, the Hermosa Beach Public Safety Fair and Open House, the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade, the first annual Light Up the Night event at the Strand House, the Small Business Holiday Expo, and much, much, much more. And we're going to be speaking with representatives from each of these events, right?
Right.
So
now, wait, this is the first annual Light Up the Night?
Yes, the first annual Light Up the Night at the Strand House, yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
I think in the past, you know, it's just the restaurant has been open for dinner the night of the fireworks show.
Right.
And this year they're doing something a little different. It's going to be a big old party.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess in prior years, you know, people didn't want to leave. You know, sit down to dinner. There's a fireworks show. You sit there all night, right?
Right. So, might as well make it official.
Yes, exactly. So so we're going to jump right into it with our first guest. You're going to get Georgia on the line for us.
All right, let's get Georgia.
You do that. The Hermosa Beach Police Department will be hosting a public safety fair and open house on Saturday, December 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's going to be at the Hermosa Beach Police Department. There's a bunch of stuff going on there. We're going to have Georgia tell us all about it as soon as she gets on the line.
All right. So this is the thing that I love about doing these shows, is that people do respond well. They love to be catered to. So now we're catering because they don't have to call in. But then there's a little technical.
Okay. All right. You work on that, and I'll continue on here.
I will.
All right. The South Bay Bicycle Coalition and Beach Cities Cycling Club will be providing free bicycle safety instructions, and complimentary bicycle inspections will be provided by the Old Bike Shop and Hermosa Cyclery. You're going to be able to take a tour of the police station. There's going to be demonstrations from the various departments, which she'll be able to tell us about, and a whole bunch of other stuff for the kiddies, and food will be involved, as far as I understand.
Well, let's see. While we're getting Georgia, one of the things I have to tell you I'm most excited about is the fireworks coming up this Sunday.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, everybody's excited about that. The best in the nation.
Yeah, that is the strangest thing. Best in the nation. It's just strange to contemplate that we have that, and it's literally, I can walk there from my house.
Yeah.
It's so strange. And, of course, Georgia is expecting our call, right?
Yes.
All right. So here we go. We'll see how it goes. Now, let's see.
I guess we're doing something a little different this morning. That
hello, Georgia.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. It's Joe and Jackie.
Good morning, Joe and Jackie.
So we're so thrilled that you could join us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so Georgia, give us a little bit of the details. I just gave some basic stuff about the public safety fair and open house. It's this Saturday, December 13th, from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. So tell us what's going to be going on there, what people can expect.
Okay, well, you know, this year we're going to have an emphasis on bicycle safety. And I did hear you mention, Jackie, that the South Bay Bicycle Coalition and the Beach City Cycling Club will be providing free bicycle safety instructions. And then we have complimentary bicycle inspections by the Old Bike Shop and Hermosa Cyclery. And then, of course, the Bicycle Coalition will do the instructions. So we have a lot of kids that bicycle to and from school, and we want to make sure that we focus in on their safety. And in addition to that, we're going to have tours of the facility, so you know, the community can come in and take a look at the jail and the briefing area, and we're going to have a display of our vehicles and our weapons, you know, in case anybody's interested in looking at that. We're also going to have the canine unit on hand to do some demonstrations with the canine dog, and the kids always love that. We'll have a firearms training simulator, which is a really cool opportunity for citizens to take a look at various video scenarios of what officers might face during their patrol duties. You know, and there are a lot of split-second decisions that they need to make, so that's always kind of fascinating for people to see. We'll have some goodie bags for kids and adults. We're going to have face painting for the kids. The Hermosa Beach Disaster Service Workers and Hermosa Beach Neighborhood Watch will be on hand. They're going to be giving out some emergency preparedness tips. And then we'll have some safety and crime prevention tips for the folks as well. Our Police Officers Association will be preparing free food. So we're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs, chips. We'll have popcorn. And then they'll also be selling their T-shirts. We'll have a bounce house for kids and a lot more. So there'll be a lot of photo opportunities.
Wow.
Okay, so I got to ask, if I come down there, can I get a picture of me in the pokey?
Of course.
Behind bars? Okay. I'll wear my black and white stripe, my black and white striped shirt, and I'll go behind the bars and hold on to the bars, and we can get a picture of me like that.
All right, sounds fantastic. We'll be looking for
you. I love
you.
That.
Great, wonderful.
I got to, yes, I got to say something funny. What you were talking about the video training simulations that you were talking about that positions police officers can be put into. Last night, when my husband and I were coming home from dinner, we just pulled in the driveway and got out of the car, and it was late, you know, and it's dark. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see these two huge things moving. And they were the biggest raccoons I've ever seen in my life. And they were going up our neighbor's driveway. It scared the crap out of me.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
anyway.
Geez.
So I imagine police officers have to deal with monstrous raccoons at some point, right?
We do have raccoons around here, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've actually also had some seals on people's patios before too, so that's always an interesting encounter.
Oh,
wait, what?
Seals.
Seals?
Seals from the beach. Yeah, so they'll come up, and we've had it a few times where we've had people call in saying that they have one on their patio or on their back steps. Yeah. So they never know what they're going to face. The officers have no idea when they leave here every day what they're going to get into.
That's hysterical. That's so funny. You wake up in the morning, walk out, you're like, officer, there's a seal on my deck. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
What a wonderful list of activities. Saturday is going to be a great day to
Are we going to have good weather Saturday? Is it going to be nice weather Saturday? It's going to be gone by then?
After noon, they say. It's going to be rain.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. I can't believe that we haven't had a major rain event in, what, years, and all of a sudden it's going to happen tomorrow. And hopefully by Saturday morning it'll be all cleared out and we'll be good to go.
Right.
Cool. All right. So anyway, the Hermosa Beach Police Department is located at 540 Pier Avenue in Hermosa Beach. And, George, do you want to give out any contact information in case anybody has questions?
Sure, absolutely. If anybody has any questions, give me a call at 310-318-0331. That is my direct number, and I'm available at that number until 6 p.m. I'll be here 7 to 6 tomorrow.
Okay.
Putting in the hours. Okay, right. Cool. Thank you so much, Georgia.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's the Hermosa Beach Police Department Public Safety Fair and Open House on Saturday, December 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, boy, that sounds exciting. Firearms and simulations.
Jail.
Although, Jackie, I have to tell you, that would be very new because I've never seen the inside of a jail, of course.
You know, either have I.
Well, I'm just kidding. What are you talking about?
I'm not kidding. I've never been in the pokey.
You've never been in the pokey?
Never been in the big house, no.
Oh, come on.
No, never. Ever. No, I'm a straight shooter.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So our next event.
Yes.
We couldn't get people to call and for us to call and tell us about this one. So I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay.
Everyone is invited to join Santa for a holiday concert on the Redondo Beach Pier on Saturday, December 13th, from 3 to 5 p.m. Presented by the Redondo Beach Pier Association. The free concert features surf rock band High Tide. High Tide will be performing songs from the Billboard 100 award-winning Ventures Christmas album. That's such a great album. That's a classic. I think that's like one of the top five holiday albums out there is the Ventures Christmas album. Santa will be in the house, so be sure to bring your list and be on your best behavior. The event also features giveaways and surfing Santa photos, and attendees are asked to please bring a new unwrapped toy for the Cheer for Children charity toy drive. Say that fast three times.
It's Cheer for Children Charity Toy Drive.
Yes, okay. And Redondo Beach Pier is located at 100 Fisherman's Wharf in Redondo Beach. Now, for more information on that, you can visit the website at www.redondopier.com. And that's always, that's a fun event. And you know what that leads up to, right?
That leads up to the
King, go ahead. You take it from here.
The King Harbor Boat Parade?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We had such a fabulous time last year at the King Harbor Boat Parade, Holiday Boat Parade. It's a signature event. It's unique, absolutely unique in the South Bay, perhaps even on the West Coast, because, I mean, it is here, right here in Hollywood. Now, they have Newport Beach has a sort of a Christmas tree, Christmassy holiday, I don't know what you'd call it, a regatta,
well,
something like that.
Yeah, they have, well, there are plenty of boat parades. There's one in Marina Del Rey, Newport Beach. Yeah, but, you know, they all, a lot of people up and down the coast put on the boat parades, and they're always so much fun, and we had such a great time last year.
We did.
Let me give the details on that. The King Harbor Yacht Club presents the 23rd annual King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade on Saturday, December 13th. So after the concert, you know, you can go hang out at the pier, the concert, Santa Claus, pictures, all that. And then right after that, the boat parade begins. A longtime favorite of locals and visitors to the area, this hugely popular South Bay event gets underway at 4:30 p.m. in the main channel of King Harbor. As always, the Body Glove Yacht Disappearance will lead off the parade with this year's Grand Marshal, NBC LA weathercaster Fritz Coleman. The stand-up paddle section of it will be on the water at 4:30, followed by the boats lighting up the night at 5:30. Now, if you plan to observe from shore, you can do so from any number of vantage points in King Harbor, the Redondo Beach Marina, Redondo Pier, and several restaurants with harbor views. This year, for the very first time, there will be grandstand seating set up. Yeah, set up at Mole B. You know what? We got to call Joan Smith. We have her on our list for this. So why don't you get her on the line, and she can tell us about the rest of it. Yeah, so they're going to have grandstands. That's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Yeah,
and that's not exactly new, but they've been working on doing that. They've done it some years in the past, haven't they?
Oh, I don't know. I think this is the first. I'm not sure. Joan can tell us that. Joan is the chair for the Holiday Boat Parade, and she's gonna. We worked with her last year, and she's gonna give us all the deets on this.
All right. Now I'm getting her on the line, and while I'm doing that, I'm just so thrilled. It was exciting to find just a way of doing it. Now I think they're gonna be. Are they gonna be doing this via cable?
Joe, I don't know.
Let's get
Joan on the line and ask her.
I'm going to try doing it through Skype. I didn't want to try that, but I'm going to try that because I'm not getting much traction the other way.
Okay.
Try that.
So it's always a fun event. As I mentioned, we were there last year, and it was unbelievable. And the SUPs, the stand-up paddles, are a ton of fun.
Yes.
They go out first before it gets dark. You know, and that's a lot of fun.
It is.
Hello.
Hello, Joan.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, it's Jackie and Joe. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Listening to you.
Okay, great. Well, we are excited to talk about the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade. What a signature event every year. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this year.
Oh, gosh, where to start? I heard you talking already about some of the activities down on the pier and along the boardwalk there. This is going to be a fun-filled day for everyone. But the holiday boat parade will kick off at 4:30. We're going to have, once again, as we are second year of inviting paddlecraft, which is mostly the stand-up paddle boarders, but we have some canoes and kayaks. And they will be making a single loop around the marina from about 4:30 to 5:30. They'll start over by the seawall and then pass, get as close to the pier as they can, and pass in front of the Portofino and down by Moonstone Park and end up at the King Harbor Yacht Club. So they are going to be going all out with their boards and costumes. Our theme this year is King Harbor Lights, so we will see lots and lots of lights.
Okay.
So that looks like it should be a lot of fun for everyone. And then immediately following that, we'll have our boats start their laps around the marina.
Right.
And again, I was so excited to have Fritz Coleman as our Grand Marshal. He's promised us good weather.
What a coup. He is such a fun personality and very well known. Great.
Yeah, and he better be right, because if he's not, he's in big trouble.
Well, as of yesterday, he promised me it will be gone by Saturday. We'll have good conditions. So
he's
going to have his news crew down. We're so excited that it'll be broadcast sometime next week, since he doesn't do live broadcasts on the weekends, but he'll have some of the highlights from our event. So.
Now, Joan, are we going to have the Redondo
closed circuit
cable television? Yeah. Are they going to do something shooting from there?
It will be something that will be done from King Harbor Yacht Club. We're still trying to see if we can make it happen, but we're trying to get a live stream, and we'll get the word out as soon as we get confirmation, which I've have been told will be today. So if we can, we'll let all the restaurants know and all of the various organizations that support the boat parade, so that people will have the opportunity to watch it from home if they can't get down, or from other locations.
Right. Wonderful.
I remember last year I had a friend call me up the next day. They watched it. They lived in Portland. And it just so happens, it was my friend Dawn, and it just so happens her cousin was in the parade.
Oh.
Yeah.
that was great.
Yeah, they were very excited to be able to watch it up there. So that was great. So tell us about the grandstands, Joan.
Oh, that's something new this year. We've been working very hard to try to bring some bleachers down for the people to have some better comfort and a viewing location. And so we've arranged to have bleachers set up. It will be first come, first serve. It's at Moonstone Park.
Mm-hmm.
It will seat about 160 people, and there'll also be two food trucks there, so people will be able to grab a bite to eat with their families. And we've also arranged, if you've been down at all along Harbor Drive, you know how torn up it is. We're very grateful that the main Redondo Beach Library is going to keep their garage open until close to 11 o'clock. So anybody that wants to come down and get free parking, it's a little bit of a walk, but not too far down to Moonstone Park, and that's just a great viewing spot. But there are restaurants and a number of great places along the seawall for family and friends to come down and watch the parade.
Great.
Is Moonstone Park, is that by Molby?
Yes.
Okay.
It's right adjacent to Molby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So they either bands to bleacher seating, or if people just want to bring their beach chair or something comfortable to sit on, they can do that as well.
Great. Wonderful. We're looking forward to it so much. Exciting event. If you can come out, ladies and gentlemen, you really should come out in person. It's quite a spectacular event.
It is. And all boats and SUPs are encouraged to participate, and there's still time to register, right, Joan?
Yes, thank you, Jackie, for that. We do have quite a few boats participating this year, but we welcome more, and we really want to showcase the marina in the most positive way for the TV viewers and for the community that comes down and sees the event. So please go to the website. It's www.khdf.org. You'll have all the information to register your boats and to get in on the fun.
All right. That's KHBF. That's King Harbor Boat Foundation. KHBF.org. Awesome.
Yes. And proceeds from the event will benefit the King Harbor Youth Foundation, Sea Lab, and Shelter Partnership.
Right.
Last year's event. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. Oh, and the Portofino Hotel and Yacht Club, one of the parade sponsors, wants to remind everyone that the Portofino Lobby Lounge will be fully staffed and offering a full Baleen kitchen menu along with appetizers, cocktails, complimentary hot chocolate, and the best view of the parade from the lobby.
It is a great view from the lobby.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much, Joan, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, we couldn't have a holiday without the holiday boat parade at the King Harbor.
Well, we'll miss you guys this year. I hope we can get our broadcast to work. So,
yes.
I'm going to be down there. I'm going.
You're going.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joan.
Thanks so much, Joan.
Talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. I am excited. Gosh, that was a great event last year.
Yeah, it's always a great event. But last year, the weather could not have been better.
Right.
Remember, it was flat. There was zero wind.
Right.
The paddle boards went all the way out past the pier.
Right.
You know, the boats were able to go out. You know, they came out of the harbor because, you know, when it's choppy and stuff, you know, they won't go out, you know, and so one side of the pier doesn't get the view.
Right.
But the weather was so spectacular last year that everybody got to see it. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So so that's the boat parade. What's up next?
Next. Oh my gosh. Fireworks.
Yes. This is going to be big. Everybody will be at the Manhattan Beach Pier for the annual holiday fireworks on Sunday, December 14th. Manhattan Beach's signature holiday event gets underway at 4 p.m. with the concert by the Hyperion Outfall Serenaders, followed by the award-winning MiraCosta Jazz Ensemble at 5, and local favorite Joe's Band will be rocking the holidays at 6 p.m. That's going to be a lot of fun. So lots of music down there. Skechers Snow Park will be open from 4 to 6:30 p.m. with 5 50-foot sled runs, 2 snow play areas, and snowmen available for family photos. A donation of canned goods, cash, or a new unwrapped toy is requested for admission to the snow park. The always popular Bounce Park will have 2 huge slides and the Fire Dog Bouncy for smaller children. And the fireworks start at 7 p.m. and will be synchronized to holiday music with an extended grand finale sponsored by Belkin. Now, this is a huge event, all right? This is huge. So you got to be sure to arrive early, you know, to get your seats out. The pier is located at the western end of Manhattan Beach Boulevard. And for more information on that, you can visit the website at www.mbfireworks.com. Right. Now, Joe, they block off part of Manhattan, the lower part of Manhattan Beach Boulevard to traffic.
Right.
And people bring out their chairs, their blankets. They set up pretty early, you know, and because it's almost like a stadium seating,
right?
You know, on Manhattan Beach Boulevard there, because it's steep and you have an unobstructed view of the pier, and it's going to be fabulous.
This perfect spot, spot to view it, and you've got you know. All that you could eat and drink on both sides of you. It's just what a glorious location.
Yeah, it really is. And as we said, the best in the nation.
Right.
It won the Travel Channel last year. They put the fireworks show, the holiday fireworks show from Niagara Falls, heads up with Manhattan Beach.
Right.
And Manhattan Beach won. Remember, we had Pete Moffitt on?
Right.
He was telling us about that. They went head-to-head. Now, you can just imagine how spectacular fireworks at Niagara Falls are, right? You got the falls. But what they said was it was the community that made it so special because the entire South Bay community comes out for this, and it's a huge, huge thing. And that brings us to our next event, and I will start on that, and you can get Michael Morissette on the line, all right?
Right,
because one of the best places to watch the fireworks show from is going to be the Strand House. And they're presenting the first annual Light Up the Night event, Sunday, December 14th. So Michael will be able to give us the lowdown on that.
All right, Mike.
All right. Let's see if we can get Michael. The Strand House it offers the best view. You've got the Strand, the pier, and the holiday fireworks show, you know, happening right there. So
I think that is obviously the best place to watch the event from if you want to be very toasty and comfortable.
If you want to be comfortable, yes. Yeah.
No question about it. So let's see if he's available.
He told me he would be available. He better be available.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mike.
Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're not getting Mike?
Well, I mean, we got his machine.
Okay, well, you try again, and I'll go through some of the info. All right, the Holiday Cocktail Party offers the best view, as I said, of the Strand, the pier, and the fireworks show from anywhere in the South Bay. The evening begins at 6 p.m. with a red carpet entrance, which is going to be fun. Guests will enjoy creative tray past hors d'oeuvres and gourmet carving stations.
Wow.
It's going to be a party.
So it's almost like a buffet-style eating?
Yeah, well, tray past hors d'oeuvres and parking stations,
yeah.
So, okay. Oh, I guess Michael is in...
Hi, this is Michael. Leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Ah, darn.
All right. Well, we don't have to do that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Michael's not going to make it. Yeah. All right, let me go through this again. Okay, so they're going to have tray past hors d'oeuvres, gourmet carving station. The event also features live music, and guests are encouraged to dance the night away. This is your front row seat for the best fireworks show in the country. Tickets are $100 per adult and $50 for children under 12. Beverage and alcohol are not included in the ticket price, and the bar is cash only. And the whole house is yours for the night, but space is limited, so don't wait to make your reservations. For additional information and ticket purchase, you can call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com. That's thestrandhousemb.com. And the Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard. And you know what? You should check your board, Joe, because I did give our guests the numbers to call in just in case.
Right.
We couldn't get through to them because, you know, maybe somebody gave me a number and they're not at that number this morning. They're at another number. So Okay. Keep an eye on that if they call in. And, yeah, so if Michael calls in, we can get back to him.
Keep an eye on the board.
Yeah, keep an eye on the board. Okay. All right, so our next guest is Mike Ward.
Okay.
All right, so you go ahead and get him on the line.
Right.
He's going to be telling us about the – Mike Ward is the proprietor of Village Runner. They have a shop in Redondo and one in Manhattan, and they do a ton of running events throughout the year. You know, they do the 4th of July and, you know, all these big running events. And this one is the Sleepy Hollow Lights Run. Now, Sleepy Hollow, some people call it Candy Cane Lane, is a neighborhood in Torrance that – does the most spectacular neighborhood decorating that I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. And Village Runner is putting together a run to go through Sleepy Hollow. And I just think that sounds like a ton of fun.
It does.
It does. It does. So let's see if we can get Mike on the line.
All right.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you? This is Jackie and
Great.
Joe.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Wonderful.
So far, so good. So far, so good. So we want you to tell us about the Sleepy Hollow Lights Run on Tuesday, December 16th.
Okay. Well, as you said, it's Tuesday, December 16th. Starts at 6:15 from the Village Runner in Redondo Beach. And basically, we run from the store up. Looks like, looking at the map here, since I didn't do it last year, but basically head up Palos Verdes Boulevard to Gertruda. And then Sleepy Hollow, for those that don't know, is kind of over by behind Toledo, though. There's like a bunch of beautiful Christmas lights. in the neighborhood down there.
Right.
It goes down Sharon Lane, around, looks at Reese Road, Doris Way. It's about a four-mile run. Last year we had about 90 people show up. It's free. Lots of fun. We're encouraging people to wear reflective gear and or lights or, you know, ugly sweaters, whatever you want.
The ugly sweaters are making a comeback. Personally, I've never been a big fan of that whole ugly sweater thing that's going on, but it seems to be making a huge comeback. But
Out in Vegas, they had an actual ugly sweater run. They had about 8,000 runners. So yeah, they're popular.
8,000 people running in ugly sweaters. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. But as you did mention, reflective wear is always good. And I'm just curious, because I go down there every year to see the lights. We drive through. Now with runners, 50, 60, 75, 100 runners, how does that work? You're running around cars.
Yeah, you probably try to stay on the sidewalks, but you kind of proceed with caution. I mean, one big thing is that the cars are going very, very slow. You know, everyone's just got, you know, you just got most runners in general are pretty aware of their surroundings and very conscious of traffic and cars. You know, you kind of have to be if you run a lot. Because basically one thing I've learned throughout my years of running, if you're not making great eye contact with the car, then they probably don't see you and they're probably not stopping, even though they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point.
So, yeah, so, you know, everyone, like for this thing, I think that just people, you know, we will just obviously proceed with caution. I believe there's a few stops along the way just because some of the runners obviously will be faster than the others. So we have a couple stops where we just kind of wait up and let everyone catch up.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It's so fabulous.
You guys should come out.
is this the first run through Sleepy Hollow?
No, they've definitely done it the past few years. Last year, we actually had 90 people show up. So,
yes.
And Tuesday nights, you know, we've had a group that I actually bought the Village Runner 22 years ago, but there's been a running group running out of there for like 30 years on Tuesday nights. So, you know, we usually head down to Herbus Pier and back, but since it's Christmas time and there's the beautiful area over there, we're going to, you know, start in kind of, I believe, like I said, I think it's about three years ago when my manager, Danielle, started this. It's kind of become a tradition.
Wonderful.
You going to put on your running shoes, Joe?
Oh, and my ugly sweater? I don't know.
There you go. Either or, you know.
I missed the turkey trot, so that's my one run of the year.
Yeah, but you got the T-shirt, I noticed, huh?
Not from this year. I missed
you missed this year, darn it.
So
is this going to be, is the run going to be led by Village Runners Team in Training? Is that Ed Ehrenberg?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so you're going to have somebody actually being in charge.
Somebody leading it, and we might even, you know, I like I said, I just looked at a map the other day. We might even have a map in hand just so people don't get lost. Well, but we're not running too far away. Essentially, it's only a couple miles out and a couple miles back, and it's all kind of in the South Redondo. So it's not, you know, even if you get lost, you're not going to be too far out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, we can't have people running around in ugly sweaters getting lost.
Yeah, exactly. And if all else fails, I think we usually end up at the if all else fails, we usually end up at the Redondo Beach Brewery after these events,
right?
You know,
okay.
or after our after all our runs, pretty much we end up at the Redondo Beach Brewery, even on Sunday morning.
I like that even better. your reward for getting
exactly.
to run in. Yeah. Well, the Village Runner is located at 1811 South Catalina Avenue in Riviera Village in Redondo Beach. And for additional information, you can visit the Facebook page. And do you want to give out any other contact information, Mike? So anybody that wants to take part, they can call you and ask.
I think that works. I mean, otherwise, you know, I mean, a phone number, going old school is 375-2626. You know, so they could call the store if they had to.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you don't have a computer or something, I don't know. yeah, so that's about it, really. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I hope you get a big crowd for it. That sure sounds like
fun.
Yeah,
I think it'll be. I think it'll be good. You know, like you said, last year we had 90 people, and it should be pretty good. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm going to do it myself this year. I think you guys should come out. You can walk it if you want. You don't have to run.
Tuesday night. You know, I have to look at my calendar.
Even better. I mean, like I said, by about 7:15, we'll be over at the brewery, so you could just pass on the run and go to the brewery if you want.
Yeah, that sounds right up our alley, right, Joe?
Yeah, that was true.
Great. Yeah, all right, great. Well, thank you so much, Mike, and yeah, be prepared for a crowd Tuesday night, and the weather should be beautiful.
Yeah, it should be cleared up by then. It should be great.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to contain myself. I'm pretty excited about the next event we're going to talk about. But first, though, Jackie, I think we have a caller.
Okay.
So let's check in with the switchboard. Caller, who's on the air? It's last four digits, 8801. Hello.
Hi, this is Michael Morissette.
Hello? Hey, hello? Michael, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? Actually, I'm with the Strand House Restaurant.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
We're glad to have you. I'm sorry, we called a different number earlier, and I didn't recognize
no
it.
No problem.
But,
I saw that, and I made the call in right after I saw you call.
Excellent. Welcome to the show, because we're very excited, because you guys obviously have the best view.
We are known for our view. It is
awesome.
It's pretty much unparalleled in the South Bay, I have to say.
I would say. And not only that, I mean, it's the best view from which you can enjoy your beverage of choice and amazing food. And this event, I mean, I love the idea. $100 and you're there for the evening.
That's right. So it's called Light Up the Night. It's, you know, the fireworks show that happens in Manhattan Beach has been going on for years. And we've been doing, the restaurant's been open for 3 years. We've been doing a sit-down dinner for the last couple of years. And this year we decided to do a different style event where it's more of a kind of a walk-around cocktail party. It's a holiday, kind of our first holiday cocktail party. So it's going to be something. We have, you know, we do have floor-to-ceiling plate glass windows. So really, any place you're in the restaurant, you have an amazing view of the pier. And have you ever been to the fireworks show in Manhattan Beach?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. it's a great show. It's even if you're not a big fireworks fan, this fireworks display is really, I think it's been rated, you know, one of the best on the West Coast.
It's
pretty great.
It's the best in the country.
Yeah.
It's the best
in
the country.
That's what I say. But, It's pretty great.
According to the Travel Channel, it's the best in the country. People voted. I'm going to say that as many times as I can. It's the best in the country.
Thank you, Michael, for giving Jackie that opportunity. Because she loves saying that. No, last year, the Travel Channel actually did a sort of a roundup of great holiday fireworks extravaganzas, and we beat out Niagara Falls.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I have never seen the Niagara Falls fireworks show, but
no,
this one is
and you
very,
and you won't be because it came in second.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well,
so go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, Michael. So what are some of the well, give us the how it's arranged and how you're doing it. Yes.
Yeah. So here's how it works. So the fireworks show starts at 7, so we open our doors at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't know, if you've ever seen Manhattan Beach Boulevard, people start lining up on the streets, you know, starting at 10 o'clock. People are getting ready to lay their claim, you know, to the street. They block off the streets around that area. We usually get, you know, 10 to 15,000 people that come to this area to watch the fireworks.
Right.
So we're going to be serving our normal Sunday brunch. That begins at 10 o'clock. And then we'll start getting ready in the afternoon. And by 6 o'clock, we'll open the doors for this event. Tickets are $100. It's for food only. It's a cash bar. Yeah. And so we're going to be doing some of the highlights of the day. We have a red carpet entrance. We're doing a gourmet carving station. We have an amazing seafood station. We'll be doing tray passed appetizers. Our chef Greg Honzinski has put together an amazing amazing menu. You'll see some of our house specialties that night. We have an amazing cheese and charcuterie board. And then we have live music from a band called Radio Rebel. And they'll start right after the fireworks show ends at 7:30.
Okay. Okay.
So it's
going to be a party. It's going to be a party.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing party.
Guess who's going to be there?
Who?
Me.
Oh, a celebrity.
Yep, I'm going to be there.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, Jackie. You know, we've never actually met in person, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We met once briefly because I remember giving you my card and I got yours.
Okay, good.
We did.
Okay, well, we'll have to reintroduce ourselves.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, Michael, if people want, have you sold out yet?
You know, we're pretty close. We're pretty close. We're,
all right.
I'd say we're down to the, I'd say we're down to the last amount of tickets. So, you know, it's, I knew it was going to be kind of a mad dash at the end, because people are, we really do have the premier space in Manhattan Beach. And
absolutely.
This, you know, we're really trying to create an annual, holiday party for, not only our neighbors, but people that come to the area. So it's going to be going to be a really special night for sure.
So there are a few tickets left, and if you want to get in on this, go to the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com.
Correct. Yes, and you'll see a little post-it note in the upper right-hand corner of our website. Click on that; it will take you to the Eventbrite page, and you can prepay for tickets.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Michael. It's going to be great, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, we'll see you then. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm glad he called in, Joe. I'm glad he called in.
Yeah.
We got to get it right from, the source.
Fabulous. And this next event, Jackie, is blowing my mind.
Okay. We got to go through this quickly because we got one more person to call.
Sure.
This event sold out within hours of tickets going on sale, but I'm going to tell everybody about it anyway. The Torrance Historical Society is hosting an exclusive pre-release screening of the movie Unbroken on Tuesday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the AMC Del Amo Theaters. You're going to be the first in the country to see this film about hometown hero Louis Zamperini. The movie opens nationwide on Christmas Day, and for this event, the producer, Matt Baer, and the Zamperini family will be attending the screening and take part in a post-film question-and-answer session.
Right.
So, unfortunately, if you don't have tickets, you're out of luck because it sold out. There was a line out the door for these tickets.
Now, not only am I excited about the movie, because, from what I've seen of the previews, the movie is excellent. But now the recent hacking that Sony endured revealed that some executives at Sony think what they really think of Angelina Jolie. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Some of the emails are...
I don't know that I want to.
Well, it's interesting that they think that she isn't that talented and she's kind of a brat. That's what the emails say.
You know what? I don't believe anything what I read.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe anything I read. So, yeah. And that's too bad. Maybe they're jealous.
Stupid and jealous.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. One more thing. I'm going to do this. Do you get Aurelio on the line while I'm talking about this?
Right.
The community is invited to celebrate Hanukkah at the annual menorah lighting at the Redondo Beach Civic Center on Tuesday, December 16th at 5:30 p.m. Hanukkah is the 8-day festival of light that celebrates the triumph of light over darkness. The event features the traditional lighting of the menorah with music and food, potato latkes and donuts, and gifts for the children. The event is sponsored by the Jewish Community Center, Chabad of the Beach Cities. For additional information, visit the website at www.jccmb.com. The Redondo Beach Civic Center is located at 415 Diamond Street at the corner of Diamond Street and Pacific Coast Highway. All right, so now our next guest. You working on that?
Not only that, I mean, we got to work on your it's Chabad.
Okay, Chabad. All right, I got it. Hanukkah and Chabad. Okay.
Hanukkah.
All right. The United Small Business Alliance presents the Small Business Holiday Expo on Wednesday, December 17th from 10 in the morning till 8 p.m. at the Torrance Doubletree Hotel. The event features local small businesses, vendors, surprise guest appearances, and holiday giveaways. And there's going to be some special stuff going on there. So let us let Aurelio tell us about it.
I think Aurelio is hiding.
Is he hiding?
He is a little, but we're going to get him.
Okay. All right, then I'll keep going. In addition, from what I understand, there's going to be a special Ducati exhibit.
Hello, you have reached Aurelio Matucci.
Premises?
Oh. If you can please leave me a message. Or for faster response, please email me.
All right.
Definitely hiding.
All right, check the board. Maybe he's calling in.
I am.
Okay, so as I said, there's going to be a special Ducati exhibit on the premises, courtesy of the Caruso family.
Mm-hmm.
Admission and parking are free to the public. Exhibitor tables are, I think he said there were only like two exhibitor tables left. I spoke to him the other day. And, so if you want to get in on it, there might still be a couple available, and you can visit the website at www.unitedsba.com.
Right.
If you want to get in on that. The Doubletree Hotel is located at 21333 Hawthorne Boulevard in Torrance. And we're going to try him again?
I don't know if he's coming through. I don't know if he's
coming. All this technology is supposed to make our lives easier, right?
Well, I mean... You know, people have to answer their phones, though. There is
True.
No substitute for answering your phone. It's real-time communication, Jackie. I've just been working on this at work. This is a pretty big deal. I'm going to be doing video chat for a large website so that thousands of people can video chat with each other simultaneously. And,
joy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But the key is nobody's doing the same thing at the same time anymore.
Right.
Everyone's like doing things at different times, and they can't even video chat.
Yeah. Well, we're busy.
Yeah. Well,
everybody's busy.
Yeah. It used to be people were available for phone calls, but no longer.
Yep, no, apparently not.
No.
Hmm.
Well, it's just a sign of the times.
A sign of the times. So anyway... one more time, the United Small Business Alliance is going to be hosting the Small Business Holiday Expo on Wednesday, December 17th,
right.
From 10 in the morning till 8 p.m. at the Torrance Doubletree Hotel. There are still a couple of tables available. So if you're interested.
Oh, you have reached Aurelio Matucci.
Okay, we're just not getting them this morning. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that website is www.unitedsba.com.
Right.
All right, and we have, goodness, I have another couple of things here. Manhattan Village Mall invites the community to celebrate their annual menorah lighting on Wednesday, December 17th from 5 to 7 in the Center Court, and that event also features latkes, donuts, dreidels, gifts, arts, and crafts, and guests will enjoy live entertainment, including music, singing, and dancing. For additional information, visit that website at www.shopmanhattanvillage.com. Or you can call 310-546-5556. Manhattan Village Mall is located at 3200 Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. All right, and on to the next item.
Yes.
The Hermosa Beach Neighborhood Watch will host the annual Santa Sleigh Ride in Hermosa with assistance from the police department and the fire department. Now, the sleigh ride began on Wednesday, December 10th, yesterday. Hermosa Beach is just a small town. It's a square mile.
Mm-hmm.
So Santa only comes out for two nights. He came out last night, and it's going to continue on Wednesday, December 17th. He's going to arrive on his sleigh with all of his helpers, escorted, as I said, by the fire and police departments, at five stops on both evenings. And he'll spend 20 minutes at each stop, so you can give him your list and take a photo. And I have the appearance locations and times on my website.
Right.
So if you go to my website, they're listed there. And for additional information, you can also visit www.hermosabch.org. www.hermosabch.org for the information on that.
Yeah.
And one last thing. by now, most of you are up to your necks in decorating, shopping, wrapping, shipping, baking, and other forms of holiday madness. Now, if you prefer to wait until the last minute to dive into the season, this should help. To make holiday shopping more convenient for residents and visitors, the Riviera Village Business Improvement District will be offering valet parking for a limited time. Riviera Village will begin valet services from noon to 9 p.m. every day from December 18th through December 23rd, and then from noon to 5 on December 24th. And the valet service will be located in front of the soil kiosk on Catalina Avenue, and the cost is $5.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big deal.
I think that's a big deal. I think that's $5. I mean, they should do that more often.
Well, actually, they're talking about maybe offering it in the future as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, Riviera Village has great parking. You know, it's
right.
Not an issue like in other parts of the South Bay, you know. But still, how convenient. You know, Christmas Eve, people are running around. Now,
right.
Who the heck is that? Excuse my phone. If people are running around at the last minute and they want to run into a store, how convenient is it to just run up, drop your car off, you can, you know, get your shopping done, grab a bite to eat, and
right.
You're good to go. I think that's a great, great service.
Yeah.
So valet parking for a limited time, and it's December 18th to the 23rd, and on the 24th from noon to 5 p.m. So take advantage of that. And I'm just going to mention another couple of ongoing events. The Redondo Beach Santa Sleigh Tour, December 1st through the 18th. The Manhattan Beach Santa Float Schedule, December 1st through the 18th. Santa Sleigh Tour of Lawndale, December 2nd to the 12th. So that ends tomorrow night, if you haven't gotten out to see Santa there in Lawndale.
Mm-hmm.
The Torrance Santa Float Schedule runs through December 21st. And, of course, the Sleepy Hollow Christmas Lights Extravaganza runs the entire month of December. All right.
And it's a fabulous fabulous experience. Many of the residents do get very much into it.
I think if you're a resident, it's required.
Yes, and
I have a couple of friends that live over there, and
yeah.
As a matter of fact, a couple I know, a good friend, we're good friends with their family. They just moved in over there. They just moved in over there, and I said, "Oh boy, you're in for it." Stepped in it now.
Are they gonna sort of get involved and get busy with the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
They're excited.
I think it's required. Yeah.
You know, it used to be very kind of expensive, costly for the electric bill, but now with these LED lights, it's not going to be that costly anymore.
Right.
You know, it's very energy efficient.
You know, I was just thinking that might have been Aurelio trying to call me.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't listen or watch his email, I guess.
All right. Well, anyway, so these are just a few of the events taking place. So be sure to check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and all the other events happening throughout the South Bay. You know, we always have a lot of stuff going on in the South Bay, but the holidays, it just, you know.
Right.
And, a lot more.
And while we have time, this space is available for advertising.
Oh, yes.
I have to say, Jackie, it's been an amazing year doing this show with you. It's certainly been a rocky and up and down and guests and technology, but I'm really thankful for having you as a producer and a partner.
Thank you. As I am thankful to have you run the show, because I certainly wouldn't want to do that.
No, it's wonderful, and I have to say, I just wanted to say how appreciative I am and looking forward to 2015.
Yes, we are. I am too. Yes, thank you.
This space is available for advertising.
That's right. Yeah, the Weekend Guide. We have the space that one thing spot at the bottom is open for advertising. If anybody wants to advertise in the Weekend Guide, contact me.
That's right. it's been a fabulous year. It's going to be a fabulous 2015, and it's not over yet. Tomorrow we have Manhattan Beach 360. Do we know who our guests are?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're going to have Tiffany Mesko. Tiffany Mesko from Manhattan Denim, Valerie James from the Manhattan Village Mall, and Laura Mandrakia from the Cake Bake Shops. And these are our local retail experts. They're going to offer some great and original gift ideas that are sure to make everybody's holiday extra merry and bright.
Wonderful.
Listen tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yes. So that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. We loved having you. Have a great holiday. It's fabulous events, and enjoy the rain. Hopefully you don't get any flooding and you're not in those burn areas, but enjoy the rain. We need it, and it's going to be fun. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.